1. Since 1978, when China began opening its economy to increase foreign investment and trade, aggregate output has more than doubled. 2. As a society develops economically, increasing specialization and division of labor necessitate exchanges of goods and services among its members. 3. There are 132 countries and regions that are now designated destinations for Chinese tourists, and China has become Asia's number one source of tourists. 4.
As the buying power of Chinese households increases and the cost associated with car ownership decreases, we are observing a rise in the number of private car customers.
5. The renminbi, RMB question, has been the focus of world attention, with many foreign trading partners urging China to adopt more flexible exchange rate.
6. The Obama administration said last month it would run stress tests on the 19 banks that have more than $100 billion. 7. Anything that satisfies a customer's need when it is acquired, used, or consumed is defined as a product. 8. It is no good to the world as a whole if we see increasing poverty and a slowdown in growth in the world economy. 9. Another incentive is very important to China. Networks dissolve barriers like time and distance that once limited market opportunities. 10.
The Asian-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit, APEC, has ended, closing with a 21-member nation group agreeing to slash import duties on green technology.